The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Okay, guys, we promise that in today's episode, we will not be singing, okay? When Yoni was editing the podcast last week,
I was so annoyed. So I just want to apologize in advance. In case you were one of those people who was annoyed while listening, I understand. Watching. Yes, I get it.
You know when you this happens like quite often, I would say, where one of us has a song stuck in their head and then we're just like, you know, you're in the kitchen, I'm in the living room or like the bedroom, and just you randomly have to keep singing this part of the song, and then you don't realize it, but it's so in your head that like the words just kind of start coming out of your mouth, and then the other person starts getting mad because they're like, can you stop singing the song, it's so annoying, and then you're like, yeah, I'm gonna stop, and then a little bit of time goes by and then you start singing it because it's like so stuck in your head. That's what was happening.
Yeah. But then also sometimes you get in one of those moods that
I just want to be annoying.
You just want to be annoying on purpose. And you did that last episode. So I don't know. I might be the only one. Maybe because I read some comments that people love the singing. Oh, no. Maybe no. It was the dancing in your moving day vlog.
Oh, yeah.
People, if you haven't watched really Alia's latest vlog, you guys, you have to go to her channel right now. If you listen to the podcast and you have no idea that she has a whole YouTube channel, go watch her stuff, okay?
Our stuff.
Yeah, our stuff. We made a beautiful vlog moving into this beautiful, nice little apartment.
Which still needs to be decorated. Okay. Still,
yeah. So
every day, Yoni, but wait, before we record the podcast, he's like, oh, we need to like put something up on these walls. People are not going to be watching the podcast if there's nothing on the walls. And I'm just like, I don't want to put something on the walls until I know exactly what I want to put on the walls. I'm not going to just put something random.
We can put the two posters we had before just for the meantime, because I hate editing a podcast and I just see a blank wall. Okay.
Well, let us know how you guys feel.
No, everybody's going to say, put that shit back up there.
Welcome back to the podcast, everybody. This is the What's the Juice Pod, episode 126.
26 or 25?
We just posted 25.
Yes.
Losing count. My name is Alia Zaitza. I am one of your lovely hosts this evening.
This evening. And my name is Yoni Ikoto. We always do right after I say my name. But I wanted to say something. 126 episodes. That's a lot of talking.
And it's actually more than that. It's 126 plus 26 exclusive Patreon episodes.
So total is
142, right?
No, 50. 51 or 52.
Two and two, right? Yeah. Math is not my... Like, you know when I add... You know what I just did, right?
What?
I did 126... Plus 26. I did 6 plus 6 is 12. So the 2, but then I got mixed up. And
what?
I did 2 plus 2, 4. And I forgot to add the 1.
126 plus 26. You know what I do?
What?
I do 126 plus 20. How much is that?
146.
Exactly. Oh, and then plus 6.
Yeah, but then plus 6, I got to do the 6 plus 6, and then it gives me
2. No, just do it in your head.
I can't. I'm really bad at math. So when we got kids, it's going to be all you. I'm not that bad at algebra, but anything past that, like multiple division. No. Yeah.
Okay.
No,
algebra is that.
That's true.
I'm not that bad at algebra, but I can't multiply. You can't say that.
Low key. I forgot.
What are we talking about today?
Today, we're going to be talking about something that I think a lot of people are going to find very satisfying.
And it's going to be so satisfying to me.
It's going to be very satisfying for you. It's going to be very satisfying for the listeners.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's another taking jabs and shots at Alia episode. That should just be a series. A series in which we come at me for things that I need to get better at. Because I feel like we've had a few of those.
But I also need to get better at things. There was a comment. Maybe, I don't know when it was, but people keep saying that I'm correcting you.
Hmm.
I'm like, I don't know. I guess some people think that I'm just because I'm older than you.
Okay.
That I feel like.
Well, I think there's.
I have to always correct you because I have more life experience. One of you. I think somebody said that.
It could be that, and it can also be that it always is like I'm working on something in my life,
right?
And then you are someone that's already figured that part out that I'm working on. So you have advice to give me, but it can come off like you're trying to tell me like how to do something.
But do you feel like I'm doing like that? Can you tell the people?
No, because I don't feel like that at all. I don't feel like that at all.
If anything, like if there's something that I know that you don't know, whether it's because of life experience
or personality.
Or personality, I feel like the way I explain it to you is never in a way that it I'm never putting you down.
No, I never feel that way.
But like there's been a few comments that people are saying Yoni thinks he's always right but I'm not like that.
I mean, people say that about me too, so
I mean, that's a fact. If anything, I will tell you how wrong I am or how I don't know something, right?
Yeah, I know. You do. I have a hard time admitting when I'm wrong.
Okay. And it's okay. You know, that's fine. We're just admitting that, right? But when someone's saying that about me, I'm just like, I just don't get it.
Yeah. You know, the way things are received across the screen, you can't control that.
But how? Like, I feel like a screen, especially if you're watching, you can see my body language, you can see my facial expression, and you see the video, and yeah, you see the audio.
People don't have the context of, like, knowing you in real life and, like, a bunch of different things.
I don't know. I feel like if you listen to the podcast, this is pretty much who I am.
Okay, but also, like, not that many people are saying that, so I think you're good.
Okay, yeah. It's only been, like, maybe two...
You want to be like, everybody's saying, and it's like one person. But we are here to talk about the difference between, not the difference between, but just like talking about the dynamic relationship between being a listener and being a talker.
Okay. Now, you're listening right now.
Are you a good listener or not?
Right.
Do you usually just talk on top of people?
Right. Just ask yourself this, right? Are you listener? Or are you mostly like a talker?
Also, is it possible to be a good listener and a big talker at the same time? Because I would like to believe, and maybe someone has something to the contrary, but I would like to believe that in life in general, I am a good listener, but I'm also a big talker. And I'm talking about like not on the podcast. And we'll talk about it.
Yeah,
we'll break it down.
Yeah.
But in real life, in my real relationships with my family, with my friends, I would like to say that when someone is telling me something, I am like attentive. I am listening to what you're saying. However, I would say though, that I do this thing that I feel like I got in a bad habit of doing, which is... to show, I don't know if it's like to show the other person.
That's what it is.
Or that it just naturally is part of like my communication style.
Show
that
the
like,
other person what?
Show the other person that I'm really listening. Okay. I like to add to their story. Like if they're telling me a story about something happening, I like to just randomly come in and be like, oh, it was like blah, 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 blah. Or like.
But is that something that you also know? Or
no,
is that
like as they're telling me or explaining.
So how
me.
Can you add to someone else's story? I know I really don't get that part. If I'm telling you a story that happened to me, what can you add to it if it's my story?
Like if they say something and they are describing something someone did and in the middle, I would say like, oh, that's just them being a narcissist or something. Like I would add to it.
Okay,
they're already like maybe talking shit. Mm-hmm. I'll just add more.
Oh, okay.
To
okay.
Like really show them that like I'm here with you.
Okay.
But it could be like, I mean, not that I talk shit. Okay. But it could be that someone's telling me a story about like something that happened
okay.
to them.
Okay.
And then I will maybe add something like
yeah, no, you
oh my God, that would have been like so embarrassing.
Okay, that's normal.
But I what I do is sometimes I feel like I find myself doing it too often while they're telling the story and where I'm interrupting too much.
Okay, this is going to be
a bad habit. And I catch myself doing it. Like, and that's only like in real life. And sometimes even on the podcast, like if you're telling a story, I'm not just going to be here like mute, you know? There's like the interjection with like emphasis on something.
But I also don't want you to just be muted.
Yeah, that's true. That's
like
true.
When I'm talking, a good back and forth is important, you know, and yeah. I feel like that's what people like, and the dynamic and just the chemistry that we have on the podcast, yeah. Right? Even though some people say, yes, you interrupt me a lot. Yes, sometimes I'm not able to finish like what I want to say, right? And so, okay, so are we getting into it right now? Okay, cool. So when you do that, right? When you interrupt
me. For people that don't know.
Yes.
I interrupt Yoni a lot. If you've never noticed it, mm-hmm. I'm glad. But I'm pretty sure everyone was like, oh my God, can she let him finish his thought?
Yes. And it
guilty.
It got bad when people start to comment that.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I feel like it's been in waves.
It's been in waves, but also you've gotten so much better at it.
Well, that's what I mean. I feel like it was specifically...
Not better at interrupting, but like better at not interrupting.
Well, I mean, hopefully, yeah.
Yeah.
Because then it would be worse.
Yeah.
No, but I would say in my defense, I would say on the podcast...
Go ahead and defend yourself.
And not that I'm using this episode to defend myself to the comments, in no way, because I also want to talk about like how to actually be an active listener and mm-hmm. also... We'll get into it. But specifically when it comes to the podcast... There is this way in which like you have to plug in as a host that when we click record and when the cameras and mics are on, I get into this like it's as if I just put a helmet on and it's VR.
A headset.
Yeah, exactly. A headset. A helmet. And I am so like actively participating in the topic and what we're talking about that I don't know how to stop sometimes.
Don't know how to stop what?
Talking.
Yes, very true. I consider myself an amazing listener.
Mm-hmm.
Would you agree with that?
We can all agree that nothing feels better than an everything shower, as it is the ultimate self-care ritual. And I must tell you that Osea's new Undaria Algae Body Wash was the best addition to my shower routine, as it has turned it into this tropical paradise with its iconic and all-natural uplifting citrusy scent. It has such a satisfying gel-like texture that turns into this beautiful rich lather, and it leaves my skin feeling so soft and smooth and revitalized, as it is a gentler cleansing experience than traditional body washes. I love knowing that Osea is a mother daughter and woman founded and led brand that cares so much about its values. So upgrade your shower with clean vegan face and body skincare from Osea. Get 10% off of your first order site wide with code WTJ at oseamalibu.com. You'll get free samples with every order and free shipping on orders over $60. Head to oseamalibu.com and use code WTJ for 10% off. I've truly experienced firsthand how much hormone health can impact my day-to-day life, and now I've been taking Hormone Harmony, which directly supports my cortisol, estrogen, and progesterone levels, because bloating, cravings, feeling a little bit off, those are all things that we girls have felt many times and sometimes all at the same time. But now with Hormone Harmony, it's way easier to manage my PMS. Hormone Harmony contains science-backed herbal extracts called adaptogens, which if you didn't know, they help the body adapt to any stressors like those chaotic hormonal changes that happen naturally throughout a woman's life. The biggest benefit is feeling like myself again. That's what women mention over and over in their reviews, and there are over 17,000 of them on Hormone Harmony. For a limited time, you can get 15% off of your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code WTJ at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use the code WTJ for 15% off today. This episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. When my work schedule is packed with work deadlines, in-person events, and social commitments, it's easy to let some priorities slip. Even though I know going to the gym is good for me, especially when I'm overwhelmed, it's hard to make time for it sometimes. But I would say when I'm starting to feel like my plate is too full, non-negotiables like therapy are more important than ever. Therapy truly is so helpful for learning positive coping skills for when I get too overwhelmed and I get to build up my priorities. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's all online and designed to be the most convenient and flexible and work with your schedule. All you have to do is fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist. And if you need to switch therapists, it's so easy and you can do it anytime for no additional charge. Never skip therapy day with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/WTJ today and get 10% off of your first month. That's betterhelp.com/WTJ. I mean, sometimes I'd be saying shit and you just don't hear me, you know, like in real life.
That is because you're saying something while I'm doing something else. But that's like, that's not even just, you know, I'm a good listener, okay? You just didn't want to say, yes, I am a great listener.
Oh, I'm actually thinking in my relation, in our relationship, like if you're a good listener, you definitely are a good listener.
What I'm saying, like what I mean by a good listener is that when you talk to me, when we're both sitting down and we're actively talking.
Like right now.
Yeah, like right now. I'm a good listener. Sometimes during the
what
day.
What makes you a good listener?
I think I let you finish your sentences, all okay. of them. And only when you're done, that's when I will insert myself in. And like I will hold my thought for the whole story. And then when you're done, or like I'll find a small space to where I can say it, but I will never interrupt you. Sometimes I do that.
But don't you think you're going to forget? Like sometimes I interrupt because it's only going to be like a short little thing and then you can continue.
No,
I feel like I can't say it after you already finished everything else because then I can't go all the way back there.
No, that's very true. You know what I mean? Yeah.
There's an art to interrupting.
Yes, but there's also like a vicious way to do it. Like sometimes when I'm talking and I'm saying something, and you would just like take over my idea. Like it's an idea that I'm explaining to the listeners, right? I'm breaking something down, and you know, as my co-host, right?
Oh, yeah.
You know where I'm going with this, even though I never told you this before. But you're like, oh shit, that's such a good point.
Yeah, like I can tell.
You
where
would
it's
take
going.
My point and just steal it and kind of. Just take it home, you know, just you're just gonna bring it home to the people, right? And
low key,
it's fine.
Sometimes I do that because I feel like it just, and also another thing too,
when
we're on the podcast,
okay,
is that as I said, like we're plugged in, we're locked in, we don't edit the podcast like at all. We used to edit a lot at the beginning, but like, you know, season three, Yoni doesn't cut anything out, like it's all whatever we record is what you get,
yeah.
So because of that, it's like I'm trying to. Like, if the flow is weird, or if, like, let's say sometimes, like, if...
What Ali really wants to say is that I sometimes talk very slowly.
Yeah, and sometimes it takes you a while to explain something, especially if you're telling a story. You can, like, you know, maybe you can't find your words, and maybe I already know the story. Maybe I already know where you're going. And sometimes I just want to wrap it up quicker so we can move on, so it doesn't take too long.
Right. Now, there's nothing wrong with if something takes a little too long because it's my story and I'm explaining something. And I feel like I have the right.
No, you do. I'm just not patient.
To speak just like you.
So what
makes you a good listener? You have to be patient.
Yeah.
I'm a very patient listener. I don't care how long it's going to take you to say what you want to say. I might help you, but I'm never going to like take it and just go on to the next point after you're done with the point that I was supposed to bring home.
Yeah, no, and I stand here guilty of what you just said. I absolutely have done that before.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it's because I get in a role of just like... I don't know how to explain it. It's something that I am aware of, and it's something that like I'm constantly actively like even already there's many times I would have interrupted you already, but I didn't like before when you're explaining something that I'm just like, I'm just going to wait until you're done. But like it's on the tip of my tongue. Like no, it's like right here.
I know. But then you can also interrupt in a way where it doesn't come off as Damn, you interrupted me. You know, like I just had an example.
I mean, it's something that takes practice, that I would say, when it comes to interrupting. And it's also, for me, as I said, it's a difference of, am I adding to the story? Am I adding, like, my participation as an active listener into your story by just adding a thing here and there to emphasize that I'm like, I'm hearing you? Or am I actually interrupting unnecessarily or completely taking what you're saying to a different direction or finishing it off for you, you know? And that's sometimes, like, I am not good at differentiating. So I think I'm just, like, actively participating, but I'm actually taking up the whole thing.
Yeah. You know, there's times when you're explaining something and I love to just listen to what you're saying, right? But even though I know where that particular story is going, I don't feel like it's right for me to jump in there and, like, take it from you. And it's not so much like, oh, you took this from me and I took something from you. Yeah, right. But it's like, everybody loves to tell a story, right? Even, like, anyone listening to this, like, if you're, like, hanging out with your friends, right? And, like, you're all sitting around the bonfire and then you're telling a story, right?
That someone else has heard already.
Like, one person out of the five heard the story already, right? Yeah. And all the attention is on you. You're talking and you're just telling the story because it's funny, it's crazy, it's whatever, right? Now, that one friend that was there with you who knows the story, all of a sudden jumps in. It didn't happen to them. It happens to you, but they were just there with you. All of a sudden, they jump in and they just continue the story for you. Like, they interrupt you and then they continue the story for you. I mean, I feel like that's so rude to do. I would never do that.
Yeah, no, right? It is. It's weird.
And I'm not saying it's something you do. You have done that in the past.
In real life or on the podcast?
I think in real life, especially.
Especially. I feel like in real life, if anything, we were both, like, there. No.
Okay.
And then you start telling the story, and then I might, like, if you forget a specific part that I think is important to you telling the story, I might add to it and then continue the story, and then I'll realize, like, oh, sorry,
you know,
you can continue, and then you're like, okay, thank you. That happens a lot,
right? Because I just want to emphasize that you just took those five lines from me. Okay. No, it's not that big of a deal. But sometimes what you do is that when I'm telling a story and then you interrupt me, and then you realize, like, what I do when I get interrupted, I just let you have it.
Oh, I know. It's so like take it.
Yeah, like, I'm talking and you literally cut me off and start talking. I'm a good team player, so I would just go, yeah. Like, I would listen to you, right? Even though in my head I'm thinking, like, oh my gosh, you just totally interrupted me, right?
And took over.
Yeah, and took over. But I would still listen and I wouldn't show that, or I wouldn't try to talk over you, right? Mm. Because sometimes when I try to interrupt you, what do? You hold, like, you keep it with you.
Because I'm not used to being interrupted.
Exactly. So you're talking and then I want to interrupt and then you talk louder to keep that story with you,
but,
and then we look crazy.
But low-key, I would say, I'm saying low-key a lot this episode, I apologize, but I would say initially,
and people know what I'm talking about,
yeah, I feel like it's happened a few times, but I would say initially when you try to interrupt me as I'm, like, actively saying something, I go louder out of, like, survival mode. Before I'm even thinking, like, I'm gonna talk over you so you stop talking so you don't interrupt me, it's just like I can't hear myself anymore. Okay. So I just talk louder.
Explain survival mode when you're telling a story and I'm attempting to interrupt, and sometimes I interrupt you on purpose.
I mean, survival mode in the sense of, like, what I'm saying to survive, to continue.
Yeah, so you go louder.
I go louder because I can't even hear myself talking.
Right. So when you interrupt me, I never go louder because that's going to look crazy. You know? So I just let you have it, and then it's like seamless, right? It's almost like it's okay. It's not that big of a deal. But if it keeps happening over and over again, at some point I'm just like, damn, like, I would love to finish. You know?
Well, it's something, as I said, and that's the thing. Like, I would say it's been in waves.
It's gotten better a lot.
Where it got a lot better.
Yes.
But then I had a slip up where last episode, you told me, you were like, you kept interrupting me during the episode. And I could myself recall the feeling I had that I kept like jumping in.
What I like to do is that when I'm editing the podcast, I will call Allie over and just replay that part. And when you know, and the it's only good, reason why I do it is just for you to see it yourself.
Yeah, because it's different when I'm in it here right
now.
Oh,
yeah, I know. You have no
I'm
idea.
I'm just like, pop, 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 yeah. Pop. You know, I'm like playing.
Right.
I'm actively in the ring.
But, you know, it's also good and it helps the podcast because you bring that energy and there's a lot of back and forth. So I do, there's a part of that I do appreciate.
But it's.
But you got to, you. It's like, I don't know. It's hard to explain.
No, sometimes I go on overdrive where I don't know how to pull back.
Yeah,
that's the problem.
Yeah.
And I get to a place where like I can't stop myself. That's what I'm saying. Where it's like, I don't even realize that it's like, I don't know how to explain it.
We can all agree that quality time is precious and there's nothing I love more than connecting with someone over a home-cooked meal. But let's be honest, for most of us, finding time to plan meals and do shopping and cook from scratch can feel impossible most of the times, and that's where Gobble comes in. Gobble meal kits are quality time delivered because unlike other meal kits that send you raw ingredients, all of the Gobble recipes feature pre-prepped ingredients and are designed to be ready in a fraction of the time. Each week, choose from their rotating menu of 18 plus gourmet meals you can mix and match from classic recipes, lean and clean, and vegetarian options. And Gobble will deliver right to your door. Plus, they have lunch options like salads and soups, breakfast kits, and even desserts. We recently made these Baja style fish tacos and Yoni and I could not get enough. They were so good and came together so fast. See what a difference Gobble will make for your household. Right now, they're offering my listeners a fantastic limited time deal. Get $120 off across four boxes, plus free shipping and free cookies. Go to gobble.com/thejuice. That's gobble.com/thejuice today for $120 off your Gobble order. This offer is not available on their home site, so don't miss out.
Yeah.
But I would say outside of the podcast, because this is a very specific thing. And like,
okay, yes, let's talk about outside of the podcast, because I feel like you want to say something else that I have. Like, you have a different perception of what's happening outside of the podcast.
Well, no, I would say outside of the podcast for like usual day-to-day interactions with people and like friends and people you're in a relationship or whatever. What does being a good listener look like?
I mean, to me, being...
How do you, when you're telling someone a story, mm-hmm. when you're telling someone something that happened to you, how you're feeling about something, what is an indicator from the other person that they're not truly listening?
Okay.
That they're not.
Right. One of my pet peeves, and all my friends know this, when I'm on the phone, especially on the phone, and I'm talking to you, and I'm telling you a deep story, or maybe something that happened to me, or maybe I'm being vulnerable about something in my life, right? It could be relationship, it could be family stuff, whatever, right? And
does it only have to be like deep convo, or it can be just like you're telling them a story?
It doesn't have to be deep.
Okay.
But I just know that when you talk to me, I'm listening. When I'm on the phone, I'm listening. I'm not. I rarely do something else.
You're not multitasking.
Yes.
Okay. So what's your pet peeve?
Yeah, so my pet peeve is that if I'm talking on the phone and then I hear like some noise on the background, right?
Some like a bag opening.
No, a bag opening, you're moving a chair. It sounds like you're moving, you're cleaning. Cleaning the house is okay because you can, but if I hear like, ooh, here's the worst one. If I'm on the phone and then I hear you go, yeah, so I did that yesterday. Let me call you back. Like, you're talking to someone else.
Outside of the phone.
Yeah, like, I'm talking to you, and you don't even say, hold on, Yoni. You just start talking to someone else.
Oh. And then you have to say, like, hold on 1 second.
And then you come back, and they say, my bad, bro. What did you say? It's like, I don't know. Like, I feel like people do that. And maybe if you do it, listen, I'm not a fan of it, but...
It makes you feel like you're not being listened to.
And I hate it. And I just don't want to talk on the phone anymore. I'm like, you know what I tell my friends? I'm like, you know, let's let's talk later. Let's talk another time when you're just like about to go to bed or something. We don't have to talk now, and it's okay. We do not have to talk in the middle of like a random Wednesday at 4 p.m. I understand people doing shit.
I mean, it doesn't have to be. Maybe they're doing some shit when it's evening time.
Exactly. But then also with me, when I call someone, I always check with them and say, do you have a second to talk? Because I'm not that person to call someone
and then
right away just start talking about something. You don't know what they were doing.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, so if they say, actually, I love when people are honest with me. Actually, I can't talk right now if it's like some...
If you're like trying to talk.
Yeah, exactly. And I understand it because it's not always the moment. Who knows? Maybe they were, I don't know, changing their baby's diaper or something.
What about not on the phone? Like face-to-face conversation?
I feel like that was your initial question, right?
Well, no. The phone call thing, I think like everybody can relate to that because like a lot of people, you know, you talk on the phone with people pretty often. But I was going to say like... In person, what are some things that someone might do, like either body language or like the way they reply or something to you telling a story that gives you the indication that like they're not really listening to what I'm saying?
I mean,
in a way that like I want them to or deserve to, like they're not being a good listener right now.
If they're distracted looking around, I mean, that's obvious. That's for everyone.
Bro, or when people's eyes start wandering, I'm not saying you gotta like look me in the eyes as I'm like telling you a story.
Yo, that is so intense. I know some people like that.
Oh, that they're
the eye contact?
But like they don't stop looking?
Yeah, it's like so right now. Weird.
Why did you just close your eyes?
No, but hold on a second.
Why is like, it's so weird. Like you gotta break eye contact.
But why is it so, like, you know, every once in a while I meet someone who will just not break the eye contact. And they would just talk to me like this, like, so how you been? How's work? And I'm just like, God damn, this is intense.
Like every few words, you have to like look away.
But
or,
what are
like,
you even look looking down. At?
Nothing. I'm just changing the, like, I'm just looking around.
You know, when I have a one-on-one with someone, sometimes I already think about that. What kind of person is that going to be? Because have you ever sat right across someone and you guys just catching up and talking? How is that eye contact? Okay, here's a good example. Have you ever met with a friend to catch up about life, right?
Mm-hmm. I already have like this exact scenario in my head right now.
Okay. And that happened to be one of those people who just don't break the eye contact. They just look at you like in the eye the whole time.
I would say there is actually a specific friend that I have that I met up with her like a few months ago. And
shout out to you if you're listening. You know who you are. I don't know who you are.
No, and it's not that she doesn't like everybody breaks eye contact at some point, mm-hmm. but she holds it longer than she holds it longer to where I notice that she's really looking at me.
Oh.
It's like when you start to feel like the eyes continue looking at you and they're like in your eyes.
Yeah, it's a weird feeling. Sometimes,
you
know,
you might look at someone's face, but you look at like all of the face. Like you don't focus in the eyes.
You know, what do you focus on?
You're looking like at their forehead here.
I look at people's teeth.
It depends. Or like,
no. Just like if I'm talking to someone, I look at like the mouth area. I feel like
I look at the eye area, but like I zone it out to like this. You know, I don't like focus my eyes.
No, I never focus. Like every once in a while, but like sometimes I might look at your eyebrow. But a lot of the times it's like I don't want to look at the nose area because they might think that, why is it looking at my nose? Do I have a booger?
I would think that if you're looking at my mouth, I have something in my teeth.
No.
Yeah, no. Like if I'm just looking at your mouth when you're talking. But no. I was going to say, have you ever, like with that person also, so she's like really looking at me when I'm just talking,
and
right?
You can like and I can feel the intensity. Feel it,
but to me, that also tells me she's listening. No, but her eye contact specifically, like she would look away from time to time. But when I'm talking, she's really like listening. She's being very attentive.
But I like that sometimes.
No, I like that. That's what I'm saying. Like, it's funny because then it makes me want to reciprocate. So when I'm telling the story, I don't keep looking away or around or on my hands or something. And I try to like give her the same attentiveness where like I look at her when I'm talking.
You're trying to match the energy.
But then I'm so not used to that I start to think about the fact that I'm trying to look at her more. And I'm not thinking, like, I'm focusing on that while also trying to talk about what I'm talking about. And sometimes I don't know what eye to look at.
What?
You know what I mean? Because I start looking so intently at them.
You don't know what eye,
like,
to look at.
I, like, start looking at one eye specifically, but it's like, can they tell I'm only looking at one eye?
They can tell.
I think you can tell.
But also,
like,
you can
right
look
now
at,
I'm looking at that eye specifically.
But you can look at both.
And now, why do you look cross-eyed? You look like...
Damn, that's crazy. I feel like...
Eye contact definitely has a huge part. Like, I've also had the opposite where I would talk to someone and I can see that their mind and their attention is what's happening in the corner.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I hate that.
Oh, my God.
That's when I stop talking.
Bro, I literally want to leave.
Yeah. We were talking about looking at the mouth area earlier, right?
Yeah.
One time, I don't know if this girl had a crush on me or what, right? Mm-hmm. And maybe not at all.
Okay.
But that energy was there.
That what? She was looking at your mouth?
Yeah, she was looking at my mouth. She was looking at my lips while I was talking. And I can see her looking at them almost like she's thinking,
what would it be like to kiss?
No, I don't know. But it felt a little bit uncomfortable.
Oh, okay.
She wasn't looking at me at all the whole time.
Maybe you had something on your mouth.
Maybe, but
no, I can get the energy. Like, someone can look at you because you got something on your face, or someone can look at you
because they want to kiss you.
Yeah, or they just, you know,
or something. Yeah,
something.
I don't know. I mean, that may, I don't know if this person's listening or not, but if they are,
how would they know?
Because I have them on Instagram, and I'll be posting the links of the podcast. Like, that's the crazy thing about a podcast—you don't know who's listening.
Yeah, shout out to the silent listeners.
Yes, shout out to all the silent listeners out there listening.
That, like, I might actually know you in real life.
No,
but just don't tell me that you listen.
Exactly.
To the podcast.
I might have talked to you yesterday, or like through DM a couple days ago, whatever, or maybe a couple weeks ago. Like, we're actually friends in real life.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't tell me you listen to the podcast.
If you're friends in real life, like, where you're actively talking, they wouldn't not say those.
I mean, I feel like there's people like that. And that's okay.
No,
that's
okay.
All that matters to me is that you listen to the pod.
Yeah.
You don't have to say, yo, Yoni, I love the pod, bro. I appreciate the ones who do. But the ones who don't, like, hey, that the listen is a listen, you know? And shout out to everyone. I feel like you have a lot of those people, too.
Who knows?
Yeah, shout out to the silent listeners out there.
I would say that also another thing that makes someone a good listener is, like, for example, my mom, she's a great listener.
Oh, she's a great listener.
She's an exemplary listener.
Yes.
Like, when my mom is like my friend.
Mm-hmm.
She's not really like I think of her as like my friend that I have in my life, to where she gets very invested in people's lives, in people's stories.
Yeah.
And this one time, I forget where we went. I think it was like back in Seattle a few years ago. My sister and I were going to this like vintage pop-up store thing, but it was happening in a wine bar or whatever. So people were like having drinks and then people were shopping at the same time. I don't know. I think it was like a scene that people were trying to try out to see if it works. And then my mom came with, and I remember that we ended up talking to this like one guy who was, I think, my sister's age, so a little bit older than me. But my mom was like chatting him up about like his life. Like, I forget a bunch of things, but we ended up talking for like a really long time. And it's just hilarious because my mom, you don't even feel like you're talking to a mom. You're just talking to someone who's there. And the reason why that is because she's such a good listener, in the way that she's listening to you, but she also gets invested and participates, asks you questions, gets into it, really shows that she wants to learn more, understand more on whatever you're talking about.
Yeah.
And that's something that I also want to, like, I feel like I've adapted and tried to incorporate in my way of like listening to people. Because it's important to like,
I mean, I feel like it's still
ask follow-up questions to like get more into it. It's also really important in showing someone that you care to like further your friendship. I feel like at the beginning of friendship, it's important to like ask questions.
I love asking questions. That's like my favorite thing to do. That's why I would prefer listening. And I know it's funny because we have a podcast and all we do is talk. But if I'm meeting someone, I love to listen and ask them questions, because everyone's life is so different. And I talk about this all the time. No one has the same story.
Yeah.
It's like I can meet the most random person on the street And I would love to ask them questions. Okay, so when did you move to New York? Did you go to high school? Did you graduate college? Why not? What was your first job? Like, how were you as a kid? Did you have a lot of friends? Like, I can talk, I could ask all these questions.
And also, after they, like, answered them, then it could be like, oh, like, maybe sometimes what I feel like is good, too, is instead of asking a question, it could be more of, like, reframing it to, let's say they went through something when they were a kid or they recently went through, like, something significant. You know, instead of asking them a question about that, I feel like another way is to just say like, damn, I imagine that was like really hard, or mm-hmm. I, you know, kind of like
reassure them that you paid attention to that section of the story.
Yeah. And then also like maybe asking like, damn, but did you ever think that maybe this was this, or like they did that because they thought that?
And it's what like, do you call that?
Into it. That's empathy. I don't know.
I don't know if that's empathy, but
I mean, I don't know. I feel like if you have like a deep conversation with someone, like sometimes deep conversations with strangers are the best.
No, all the time.
And then you can take it to past the just asking them like other questions on top of the questions they already answered.
You can go
like,
deeper.
Like what you do for work, blah, blah, blah. Like what's your family like? Where did you live? Where did you go? But for example, like you might tell me, oh, I lived in Belgium, and then after Belgium, I moved to the States, and then I was there, and then I was there. And then instead of asking you, like, what's next, or how was that experience, or whatever, I would be like, how did your family, you know, deal with you being away? Or, like, I'm sure that your parents, like, you know, getting more introspective in the deepness of the story. Yeah.
Or how was it not speaking English?
Because sometimes people like that I'm talking to catch me off guard with how attentive their question or their follow-up comment is to what I just told them, to where I'm like, damn, they're really listening to me. And it's such a like genuinely caring feeling. I had that recently when we went to the wedding, and I was talking to someone that I've talked to before, but I feel like every single time that I talk to her, she's such a good listener in a way that I'm like, I aspire to make someone else feel that way, where the questions you ask feel so genuine and curious, and
it almost makes you want to say, wow, thank you for that question.
Exactly. But I kept feeling that way. And I was like, that's so beautiful. And that's such a good, that's a skill. And also, I don't want this to sound like you should ask questions to make the other person think you care. That's not at all what I'm saying. But I feel like sometimes people, especially like when
it's the kind of question.
It's the kind of question. It's not about necessarily showing my friend like, oh, let me show them that I'm listening. So I'm going to ask a follow-up question. Like, it has to be genuine. But I think that some people don't know how to engage with other people's stories or other people, like what other people are saying. And these are very important skills to have. This is how you form genuine friendships and connections with people.
And this is also how someone will want to keep talking to you, keep telling you stories. Because if I tell you a story, the number one thing I hate, other than being interrupted, is if someone doesn't ask me a question about a single thing.
And you kind of like, whatever you said, it ends there.
It ends there. And the person just says, damn, that's crazy. I hate that.
I don't talk to people.
Or like, you know, just give me something, you know, give me something, right? Because I always ask questions.
Yeah. And I also would say that
you can tell me a question. You can tell me a story about how you ate your first green apple, right? Mm-hmm. I would tell you like, damn, like, so when you chewed on it, did you take a big bite or a small bite? Like just a random issue. That's just an example, right? But you see what I'm saying? Like, I would just ask you questions about whatever you, because I actually genuinely want to know.
Yeah.
Because you can tell a story and it's very like surface level.
But it's also so much more interesting and fun to have a conversation where you get
exactly into it like was that. The apple cold or was it like room temperature?
Okay, I mean, that's so much. But I feel like it also being, this is like about being a good listener, but it's also being an active listener, not overly active. Like sometimes I just explained earlier that I get, I'm not saying that.
Yeah.
But what we're explaining and describing now is being an active listener, where like you're not just listening and like you are hearing it. You have to give something back.
Yes.
To drive the interest, to show the other person, not just to show, but to like continue the depth of what you're forming. Because I feel like you're building as like the story is happening. And this is what will take you away from the limitations of small talk. Everybody says like, oh, I hate small talk, like meeting new people, like blah, blah. And I'm like, but it doesn't have to be small talk.
Small talk is the worst.
It's up to you. You just said it earlier that it's like, this is what, where you keep it surface level, where you're just like, oh, that's crazy. It's like, I'm going to leave and talk to someone else if you say that shit to me.
Yeah.
And that's fine too. If like you're trying to keep it surface level, that's nice. But like, I want depth.
It's worse. It's worse when it's with a friend. If it's with a stranger, they don't know you. They don't owe you any type of, but if it's
kind of crazy if it's with a friend though, because like I wouldn't be able to be friends with someone. Who's
yeah. If it's with a friend and I'm telling you some shit and you're just like, damn, that's crazy. Like, do you even care?
That's such a specific friend. But yeah.
Yeah, it's like a specific friend that would do that, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay, so we talked about listening. So I want to just briefly, like for like 10 minutes, talk about talking, right?
Okay.
What makes someone a good speaker and a bad speaker?
I think, real quick, what makes someone a good talker, think and vary, but
are we gonna say talker or speaker? Because I want to establish
speaker
that.
Sounds like you're giving a speech,
like public speaking.
Yeah,
right?
I'm talking about like day-to-day, like conversationalist. Okay. You know, I would rather say what makes someone a bad talker or a bad person to talk to and have a conversation with is someone that somehow takes so many words to say something so simple. And like gets into like little branches of details and side stories that are not necessary for the main story you're trying to tell me.
Sometimes I do appreciate like
context.
Yeah, like side comments to the main story, because it builds. It's almost like you're watching a movie and it takes forever because they're like building character.
Yeah, but the way someone has to explain it, like there's just some people that somehow
you just hate when people take forever to explain something, and I know that firsthand.
I'm like waiting to,
yeah, and I feel like I do that. I'm that person.
No, I would say you just talk slowly.
I talk slowly because also like sometimes I have to find my words, you know.
No,
speaking all these different languages, it's not easy. Okay,
like, I saw that one coming.
Yeah. I think what makes someone a bad speaker or talker,
stop saying speaker,
okay, is someone who somehow just constantly finds a way to magically talk about themselves. And I have to admit, lately, I've been catching myself do that.
Oh.
I've been catching myself talking about, especially the podcast.
What do you mean?
Like, if I'm talking to someone who, I don't know, they're asking me, like, what are you up to these days, right? We're doing a lot of talking. We're filming a lot of podcast stuff,
yeah,
right?
But they're asking you a question, so obviously you're going to talk about yourself.
Okay. You're right.
So what if I'm talking about, like...
Something happened recently.
Okay.
And I somehow brought up the podcast. Because, you know, we talk about so many different topics that sometimes when I talk to a stranger on the street, it's about a topic that we previously already talked about. Mm-hmm. So automatically, I'm like, oh, dang. Like, my wife and I just talked about this on the podcast.
I do that all the time, too.
And then they're like, oh, wait, you got a podcast? What is it called? And I don't bring up the podcast to let them know that I have a podcast or to make them feel like they got to listen or whatever. No. I tell them what it is, obviously, because they ask what it's called, right?
But for some reason, it feels like...
No, see... Yo, if what? I'm talking to you and I bring up the podcast and a topic that we talked about, I'm not insinuating, oh, by the way, I have a podcast. It's called What's the Juice? You should follow it right now. Bring up, like, take out your phone right now
When you say it, you feel like there's a potential that that person might think that you brought up the podcast because of that. Like, there's this weird feeling.
No, that happens so many times. And sometimes it might be even a person that I don't want them to know about my podcast.
Oh.
But then again, it's my fault because I brought it up. Yeah. But sometimes I don't expect someone to be like, oh, let me follow it.
Oh,
I just want to talk about what we talked about. I'm not telling you what it's called. There's no way for you to find it.
Yeah, because then it's oftentimes that, like, in real life, we'll be with our friends or something, and the topic will come up where we're like, oh, yeah, we talked about that on the podcast. And then we kind of, like, revisit what
yeah,
we said.
Like, when we say that, it's not to promote the podcast.
Yeah, it's not like a plug.
Yeah,
like,
it's randomly. Not. So, and then you ever talk to someone and you know that, I don't know if, like, you could just tell that our podcast wouldn't be for them. Is that fucked up to say? Like, I feel like, I don't
know.
Okay,
but what does it have to do with?
No, I'm just saying, like, you know, what it has to do with is
like, you basically don't want them to,
I don't,
like,
want them to listen. Because one, maybe they might think,
they,
like,
they might judge us.
They might judge me.
They might be like, what is this? What's
but then again, like, we can't really say that because there's all types of people, kinds of people who have, like, different careers who listen to the podcast. Doctors, lawyers, car mechanics, car drivers, Uber
Honestly,
drivers.
I don't really think about it much. I'm like, someone listens, they listen, they like it, don't like it. I don't know.
But it's worse if you're going to keep seeing that person.
Yeah, but I would say you're definitely right. Like, what makes someone a bad conversationalist is if they take too long to say something. And also when they don't know when to stop.
Okay, so there's three things, right?
Okay.
When
they take forever to say what they got to say. Okay. And there's hella side notes.
Right.
Whenever they bring up themselves.
When they always talk about themselves.
They, like, make, instead of responding to what you just said, they're like, oh, yeah, you know, this one time, I blah, 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 and whatever.
And it happened to me, too. And then I was in high school. And you're just standing there like, I just told you a whole story and I need your reaction to
that. Yeah, exactly.
Now you're telling me something and I need to react to your shit.
Yes. Yes. So there's that. And then the last thing, what was the last thing?
The last thing was,
where they don't know when to stop.
When they don't know when to,
like,
oh my
for example,
God, yo.
They might be like specifically.
I met someone like that.
They might be telling you, maybe it's not even a story. They're like explaining a fact. Right. And they might be like, oh, yeah, did you know actually that something? And I'm cool. I'm all about the facts. I drop facts on people all the time if I know about, especially food facts. I love to get into, you know, but, like, I got to know there comes a point that you need to, like, read the room. And there's this social awareness that builds over time. And as an adult, like, I think we should all know when, like, the party's no longer interested. Because it's not the type of thing that has a lot of back and forth. It's a lot of you saying shit and then the other person saying, yeah. If they haven't said anything but yeah for the last, like,
exactly.
2 minutes, you need to stop.
But some people have. I met someone like that a few weeks ago and I did give them my podcast.
Okay.
And this is going to be a Wednesday episode. I don't know who's listening. So they potentially could be listening to this.
Okay.
But, you know, it's like we're talking and I'm like, I gotta go soon. But, you know, I have a few minutes and they keep on talking and talking and talking.
Are you saying anything?
Or just, I'm just like, okay. Oh, wow.
Are they telling you a story?
They're explaining something to me.
Oh, okay.
And at first, I didn't think it was going to be that bad. So I'm following. I'm there, you know. And then they keep going. And I say, oh, okay, wow, I'm definitely going to. Thanks for sharing that with me. You know, I'm definitely going to bring that up to my wife and then we're going to see whatever, right?
Yeah.
And then they're like, yeah, that's great. And also, you know, and then they keep going.
Oh.
And I always try to find a pocket to where I can say, I always try to think, okay, that last thing didn't work. Let me say,
you're not even really listening anymore. At this point, you're like, how can I end this?
No, at that point, I'm not even listening. Now I'm thinking about how can I get out of here? Because you don't want to be super rude and say, hey, I gotta go.
I mean, if you gotta go somewhere, I think it's easier. It's when you ain't gotta go somewhere and they just keep talking.
No,
and I'm like, bro, we're not even into this anymore.
Okay, but if I don't have to go anywhere, I will literally lie to tell you that I need to go somewhere.
Okay, but what if you're like at a party or like something?
At a party, okay. I'm not spending that much time at a party with one person.
Okay, but what if it's like a group conversation where like we're all around
easy.
The dinner table?
That's easy. If it's a group, I just leave. You might not even notice that I left.
Let's say we have people over
okay.
for dinner and we're all sitting down at dinner and we're all talking about something.
Okay.
And then this one person just keeps like rambling.
Oh my God.
But it's like there's nowhere to go. There's nothing to do. So that And it's always awkward because you know that everybody is thinking
the same thing. And then you make eye contact just to look around.
But you don't want to like and make everyone that is person... Like, you don't want to embarrass that person that, like, keeps rambling. Yeah. But, like, nobody's really listening. Yeah, it's bad.
So that,
I don't know
that
how
would...
social awareness is built. Sorry, I didn't mean to. But I don't know how that social awareness is built. Like, when and how. Where, like, we all kind of just know how much is enough.
Some people, I feel like you have to be around more people and more often.
But nobody
for
has
you
to
just
tell me.
Practice that. I mean...
That's
you
such
don't...
an intuitive thing is what I'm saying. Like, nobody teaches you, like, oh, this is how much you should talk about something. Like, it's not, like, timed or something.
I definitely know. I mean, you know, sometimes I caught myself talking way too much. But the moment I catch myself,
you wrap
I'm
it
like,
up quick.
I'm like, damn, I've been talking for 10 minutes straight. Sometimes I am that person because it depends on what I'm talking about. If I'm really passionate about something, I'm going to get into it.
Yeah.
Okay? But
I mean, I would say
do,
I'm guilty of that, too.
But I do always... I can read the room pretty well, I would say.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's it, guys. I don't know. I think everybody can be a little bit... I can definitely... And we went over this already, okay? That I have many things to work on when it comes to my list. Honestly, it's not so much listening because I'm listening to everything you're saying. It's more like waiting for you to be done for me to say what I got to say. Because I would say in real life,
I think
I'm a good listener. Would you say I'm a good listener in this relationship?
You are a good listener in this relationship, but I feel like it depends because every setting is different. Like when are you supposed to listen, right? Like when we're working, when we're podcasting.
No, it's a very specific scenario. But like day to day, like if you're telling me something, if you have like something that you want
to... I feel like sometimes you are a good listener, but sometimes...
I already know it.
Sometimes you... Wait, what do you think I'm going to say? No, tell me.
I don't want to interrupt you. I don't want to steal away your story.
No, I'm giving it to you.
What I was going to say is that what I thought you were going to say is that sometimes you can tell when it's just I'm not ready to be a good listener in that moment for the thing you need me to hear.
100%.
Like if there's a specific thing that you want me to like listen to you share, you can quickly tell it's not the moment where I can give you my time and my attention the way that you deserve. Mm-hmm. So you're not even going to waste your time.
I'm not going to waste my time. And also, I take it back. Like, I'll walk in this room and I'll say, yo, babe, so I was thinking. And just by...
That right there, I already know. Oh,
just by the way you look at me when I grab your attention, you have a specific face that tells me either not right now or like, yes, what's up? Or like, I'm doing something.
Sometimes I give you a little bit just to see what it's about. But sometimes I'm just not in the mood. Because when you say, hey, babe, so I was thinking, it can be like about work. Maybe it's a Sunday. I'm not trying to think about work
right
now.
But I mean, like, don't you want to listen to... Like, I came to you because you're the only person I share everything with. And I'm just like, I want to tell my person something.
I know. And I appreciate...
Because if I don't tell you, like, now I got to call somebody. And it might not even be somebody that I want to tell this to,
but
you know?
But I also think it's fair for me to, like, sometimes you be bringing shit up that I'm just like, not right now.
Okay, but what do I do? Not to compare, but anytime, I don't care if I'm watching something, listening to some music, if you come at me and say, like, I can tell that you want to bring me some information.
I want to give you a thought right now.
I'm stopping everything. I'm taking my headphones off, and I'm just like, yeah, what's up?
Okay, true.
True, right?
But then, depending on how much more I carry on, you're like, babe, I was listening to something.
No, exactly. So, but I listen to majority of it. But if it's a whole thing, I'm like, I was really in the middle of something.
Okay, circumstantial. This is all like, depends so much on like so many things. But yeah, you're better at it than me, I will admit. Like everything.
This is not a contest, but I had to just compare that because it's the first time that I actually put it side by side.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Thank you guys so much for listening and for tuning into today's episode. Let us know in the comments if you're more of a talker or a listener.
Or I was going to ask a whole question. Like what are some of your pet peeves that you hate when you're talking to someone?
Or that too. Or what's something that...
Are you a listener or a talker?
That's what I said earlier.
Oh,
Well, let us know whatever thoughts you have about the podcast in the comments below. If you're on YouTube, if you're not on YouTube, you can always go to the YouTube comments because everybody has a lot of fun in those and you can participate. Mm-hmm. And we're going to go over to our Patreon and talk about, I don't know actually what we're going to talk about.
Well, we're going to talk about a spicy topic. We have a few that we're going to select right now. So we're not exactly sure which one it is. And also about this episode, I was going to say, if you feel like this is an episode that your mom, your friend, your husband, your boyfriend needs to listen to, please, maybe, I hope you watch this with them, but then also like send them the link, you know, because I feel like the way, because in a relationship, we're pretty open. And I feel like even this was like a healthy conversation that we kind of needed to have.
Yeah.
You know, so I feel like maybe other I'm just trying to see who can benefit from this episode.
I love it. But yeah, I agree with you. I would love for everyone to share it with anyone that you think would like this podcast, as always. And we appreciate it whenever you do share it. And if you have shared it with your friends. And with that said, my friends,
share it on your story and tag us. We are literally reposting every single person who tags us, unless like I somehow just miss it.
Yeah.
Okay, so if you listen to this podcast episode, screenshot, post it, tag us.
Let us know what you were doing while you were listening to the podcast.
Yeah.
Okay, we love you so much. Thank you for tuning in. Hope you are having a lovely day, a lovely week, and a lovely end of the summer because we all know it's approaching.
I'm not ready for the fall.
Wow, that was a really good sound.
Yeah. It sounded like a sound, like a
sound button thing.
Yeah. Thank you guys for listening. We love you.
Were you saying something?
I let it go already.
But what was it? Oh, you're not ready for fall?
I'm not ready for fall, yeah.
I'm actually very excited for fall. As you can see, I'm ready to like have the layers, put the long pants back on. Mm-hmm. I'm over the shorts. I had a shorts summer.
You did.
And I'm ready to put on the pants again. It's so comfortable, you know?
Yeah, well, I still want to hold on to a little bit of summer that we have left here.
Yeah.
Which the last few weeks in New York has been just like rain after rain.
Yeah, it's been a lot of rain. But yeah. We love you. Thank you for tuning in. See you guys next week.
Or on Sunday on Patreon. If you haven't subscribed, everything is in the bio, okay?
Yes.
All right.
Become a member.
Bye, guys.
Bye. Bye-bye.
Yeah, no,
babe, stop.